The Naknek Electric Association says a substantial amount of money was misappropriated by its former manager, at least $400,000 of which has since been paid back. About 20 co-op members showed up for the August NEA board meeting to hear the latest, which for most members was not enough. NEA Board President Nancy Morris-Lyon explained that the board is moving carefully through the process.
It is the advice of our attorney that we, in the interest of looking out for the board and NEA itself, we don't want to make claims that we have not been able to prove yet, to stay clear of defamation of character suits in the future. And mostly just to assure everybody, we'll give the updates as soon as we can. So we'll give you the most updated information we can at this point.
Which didn't prove to be much more than was discussed in July. The former manager in question, not named by NEA during its meetings, is Donna Vukic, who held the job for some 18 years. Vukic worked for the association prior to that as well. She retired in March of 2016 and is currently in her husband's home country of Croatia. But she has since made two lump sum payments back to NEA, described here by current manager Diane King.
There was a payment made of $237,000, the first payment made to NEA. The second one was $168,000.
That's $405,000 that's now been paid back to Naknek Electric. It was made clear during the meeting that that amount is not the full amount that was embezzled, but what the difference is has not been disclosed. King and Morris-Lyon were asked by a co-op member in the audience how far back the books had so far been audited.
We've gone back to through 2014, and now we're going back as far as 2010. Completely.
And will we continue back? If something is found, will we continue to keep going back?
Absolutely.
NEA now says it is nearing completion of a full forensic audit and will have more details to release to its members ahead of the October monthly board meeting. Co-op members have not been told how the hundreds of thousands of dollars were embezzled. A lawyer advising the board, Andrew Fierro, said in general terms, in cases like these, there are mischaracterized expenses, overstated expenses, and multiple reimbursements. He says those types of costs will not likely be caught during annual audits.
It just doesn't happen by somebody writing themselves a check every month and then it piles up and then we have a large amount of money. It's usually never that way at all. It takes various ways and forms. And when it's not done in-house, when it's done, you know, through the internet, something is purchased, you know, over the internet, then that even takes it even further afield from the office procedures.
NEA said there was a lack of oversight on the manager's expenses on account of personnel reductions in the office, but said policy and controls have now been put in place that should prevent this theft from occurring again. Naknek Electric's members are furious about the stolen funds and also upset by what may be a lack of criminal prosecution. Board President Nancy Morris-Lyon said a federal investigator had already taken a look and declined to prosecute the case, and that the board was moving cautiously towards turning it over to the state.
We've been advised against it at this point until we know exactly where we're at, because if we do move forward with any legal procedures, we again risk the NEA, the membership, the board in defamation lawsuits. Once we do decide that we've concluded the investigation, have our numbers confirmed, and know what they are, at that point we will be able to choose to move forward or not move forward.
She said NEA could turn its findings over to a state prosecutor who could then choose to take the case or not. Some of the members accused the board of just trying to get the co-op's money back and cover up the theft, the kind of deal they say lots of criminals would like to get.
If you get caught stealing from a bank and you give the money back, you still go to jail.
That's Fred Pike, a longtime member of the Bristol Bay community. He says he and others will lean hard on the board to take the completed forensic audit and put it into the hands of a state prosecutor.
Hopefully the state will follow through and prosecute this individual to receive all the money that has been misappropriated to the last penny, and to prosecute that individual so that it sets an example that we don't tolerate that sort of thing in our small communities.
Pike says a lot of people were deeply disappointed that someone they had known as a friend and trusted manager of the electric co-op is accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars over several years. NEA is being tight-lipped with most other details for now. They say the forensic audit is nearly complete, and they plan to release more information in a letter to co-op members in the next few weeks. Vukic spearheaded NEA's failed attempt to produce geothermal energy, a costly endeavor that was started back in the late 90s. She discussed the project's trials and tribulations in a two-hour interview with KDLG back in 2012.
We started the project in about 1999. Mm-hmm. We spent about 10 years doing research, and in the meantime we had crisis going on in the community, children, parents leaving because of the cost to do business and low price for fish.
The project eventually failed and NEA settled tens of millions in debt through bankruptcies. Vukic retired from NEA this past spring. The misappropriated funds were discovered in a joint effort by her successor Diane King and the independent auditors. Attempts to reach Vukic for comment for this story have not been successful. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.